Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 30th of April, 2011. 1789, on this day, in Lower Manhattan, on the balcony of Federal Hall, George Washington took the oath of office to become the first president of the United States, very aware that his every act would set a precedent for the future. He followed the oath with an inaugural address, as every president since then has done, and he rejected any ceremony or protocol that resembled royalty, insisted on the title Mr. President. On this day in 1803, the United States bought the French claim to Louisiana Territory for $15 million, which was borrowed from European banks at 6% interest. It's the birthday of Alice B. Toklas, born in 1877, Gertrude Stein's partner. It was Gertrude Stein who wrote the book entitled The Autobiography of Alice B. Toklas, which was actually Stein's own autobiography. But Toklas did write the Alice B. Toklas cookbook, which included the famous recipe for hashish fudge. It's the birthday of the author John Boyne, Dublin, 1971. He was working in Waterstone's bookstore in Dublin, writing for a few hours each morning. After his third novel was published, he was able to quit the bookselling job and write full-time. Author of 8 novels, including The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, for which he got the idea on a Tuesday night. Wednesday morning, he started writing. By Friday at lunch, he had the first draft. His 9th novel, The Absolutist, will be published later this year. And it's the birthday of Annie Dillard, born in Pittsburgh, 1945. She was living in suburban Roanoke, Virginia, in a house next to a tiny stream called Tinker Creek. And after she survived a near-fatal case of pneumonia, she started sitting by the creek every day and writing down descriptions of natural phenomena and theological speculations, which turned into a big best-selling book in 1974, Pilgrim at Tinker Creek. Here's a poem for today by John Hodgen, entitled Clay County. Just past Kelly Mae's clip-and-dip beauty salon and the cement slab cinder blocks and rusty tin roof of the Lottie Grace Community Evangelical Church, and behind the sawgrass and scrub brush along Pitch Kettle Road, a young black girl stands dawdling with one foot behind the other, her toe digging rhythmically into the red clay of her driveway, her heel wagging cozily like a cat's tail, a metronome, as she talks to a young man on a motorcycle, his red helmet still on, true biker of love. And just before the buckwheat field that opens lonely as grace, the field with the massive trees in the middle, shattered by lightning, a slender roan horse feeds under its basilica of broken branches, because he knows that is the place where the soft tufts of grass taste the sweetest. Clay County, a poem by John Hodgen, from his collection entitled Grace, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can follow them on Twitter at @PoetryFound, and by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Engineered by Leszek Wojcik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.